Blog Talk Radio.
With the most, Coach Lee. You're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. We got an awesome show lined up for you today, as usual. Wow, we do our thing like a chicken wing, do our thing and make it happen. It is Monday Night Football, so I'm in high competition with the NFL tonight. But you know what? That doesn't stop me. It doesn't stop us from learning. Four Quarters with Coach Lee is where you're at. And before we kick this off, you know, we're going to have a couple quarters. You know, we go four quarters with me, 15-minute topics, and we talk about a few things dealing with just women's football. That's all we do. That's all we say is, hey, it's all about women's football. So quarter number one is going to be the LFL. For those who don't know, the Lingerie Football League kicked off this past weekend. You know, what can we learn? You know, that's what we're going to talk about in quarter one. Quarter two, we're going to talk about contracts, league contracts, and player contracts. Definitely something that was brought to my attention. And I did a little research, and I definitely want to pass on what I know. Quarter number three is always from here on out to January 7th through the 10th. It's all about the camp and conference updates and what we got rolling, what's going on. And then also, you know, I'm world famous for quarter number four, which is the Ning board, the hot topics. We got hot topics jumping off on the kneading board. So, you know, hey, let's kick this bad boy off like we normally do, you know, because that's how football games start. It starts with the kickoff. And let's go ahead and go to our commercial breaks. Stop it right there and there, because, you know, my Adidas, your Adidas, we all need to sport them Adidas. And moving on to our next commercial break.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah, you know that. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And that is the beginning of the show, and we must roll, and you know how the kickoff goes, and it goes a little something like this. Boop. That's the ball, and it's gone deep, and it's out of the end zone, and the show has started. Here we are in quarter number one. Let's talk about the Lingerie Football League. What can we do and what can we learn from this league? From my understanding, the league kicked off this past holiday weekend out in Chicago. They were rocking and rolling. Approximately 2,000 fans came in for two 15-minute halves. It's a short game. It's really an exhibition game. And had a couple of friends that went to the game and gave me a call and, you know, hit me up. And there's also some interesting information on the kneeling board, and I might read an article or two about it. But basically, my buddy said they paid, you know, anywhere between as cheap tickets as $12, as expensive as $25 to $50, all depending on where you wanted to be at the arena. But people were buying the cheap seats. And when they got there, they sat in their seats high in the balcony, and as the game got closer and closer to the start, they asked everybody to come on down into the center bowl, which is great. I mean, that's just a marketing tactic. It's something you got to do. You don't want your fans up high in an empty arena, so you do bring them down to closer to the field that give that feel of fullness. And it was great. You know, it was high excitement, lots of music, great promotions, you know, and like I said, it was a decent game. But what can we learn from this? You know, the LFL got major publicity, promotions about it starting up, got major attention in the cities that it's in. Was it a disappointment to only have 2,000 fans? I would say yes, that it was a disappointment in terms of what the league thought it was going to be able to attract. They're playing in venues that sit anywhere between 7,500 to 12,000 people and really felt that the Lingerie Bowl would still have that after effect, even though we haven't seen a Lingerie Bowl in about 2 years now, tied in with the Super Bowl. But was it a disappointment? I really feel that it was that particular weekend. And the league even stated that it was disappointing, and some of the writers wrote that it was disappointing that it was not full, that all this crazy gimmicking marketing did not work. My thing is, you know what? It was just one of those weekends. After two or three, four weekends go by, and if the crowd is still the same, then I would say that it has not been a success. Would it be a success for us as women football team owners and coaches? Yes, it would. To have 2,000 people in the stands would be awesome. I know that, you know, when we did our business breakdown, in order for us to make money as an organization, we need to average about 3,500 fans per game to make this a profitable venture. So to have 2,000 people there would be awesome. That's approximately 10 times the amount of fans that we're currently drawing as a whole as far as the nation is concerned. I'm not saying each and everybody, individual team, because realistically we draw between 450 to 550 fans on the average. The most that we've ever had was a little bit over 1,200. The least amount we've ever had was probably more like 250 on probably the coldest, windiest day against the LA Amazons in Vegas history. But that's just us here in Vegas. But understand, putting a general blanket on everybody, you know, the average is about 300. You know, it's a decent fan base. But, you know, what can we do? What can we learn from this thing? Well, we know that sex sells, and they try to sell sex, but again, the fans did not come. You know, they got plenty of promotions on TV, commercials, and news. I think every news in the United States carried a tryout. I don't care if they were 200 or 300, 400 miles away from that city. That news broadcast, you know, carried, you know, well, this team has a new football team, new women's team, and they're pro league, and it was all about the model and all that other good stuff. So, you know, no matter how much promotion you do, it still comes to the fact, is the product worth the value of me leaving home and coming to the game? Is it even worth me paying pay-per-view? Now, those numbers have not come in as of yet. I've been doing a lot of research to find out, you know, what took place on the internet, what took place on the pay-per-view, because those leagues are offering that type of system. I know we as leagues can get together and do pay-per-view. Well, not even pay-per-view. You can just do stream, you know, and charge $2, $3 or whatever to get, you know, people to watch. My thing is don't even charge. Just make it free. The more people that are able to see, the better. You know, that's how I look at it. If you can set it up where it can be free, then let it be free. You know, maybe the championship game or something like that could be on pay-per-view, or you can get a deal, you know, with other TV stations, which, by the way, I think the LFL, Lingerie Football League, that's what I got called. I can't give it the acronyms right. I think they had a deal with Versus initially, but then it was dropped. And then I know the UFL, the new men's league, has their deal with Versus. But the disadvantage of having Versus right now is they're not available on DirecTV because they try to request that DirecTV pay 18 cents per household more for their premium station. So DirecTV just let them go for right now until they negotiate better terms. But, you know, again, what can we learn? What have we learned? Well, one thing that I know I've learned is that we got to do a better job of publicity. As far as women leagues are concerned, and I take the LFL as a good example of how to get publicity, not necessarily the sex aspect, but the fact that they got a steam engine going, that and it's carrying over from one city to the next city, and the next city to the next city, and that we definitely have to combine our resources and get somebody full-time in the league that is a true publicist or a true marketing firm that deals with branding, imagery, writing press releases and things of that nature, and constantly hitting national media, local and national media. But it's going to take the efforts of all teams to do that. You know, one thing I can say about the Lingerie Football League, they got money. Money drives the ship. Money drives the ship. And if your league, my league, their league, or somebody else's league is not putting forth the money towards, you know, elevating our leagues, then we're still going to be at the same point where nobody's going to know about us. And, you know, if the league that I play in or the league that you play in or the new leagues that are coming or the old leagues that are coming put forth an effort towards the marketing aspect, that would make me, as an owner of my team or an owner of another team, put forth matching dollars. How about that? I just call it matching dollars to get the same level of intensity, PR intensity, that the Lingerie Football League has. Again, I heard that the game itself was very interesting. They had a few players that have played in some of our women football leagues that have signed on the dotted line and are displaying a great form of football. I don't know if all seven girls on the field are good at the sport that they play. I know there were some complaints about some of the girls being too small to play line, and some teams had ringers who play, you know, football along the lines that we play, and it was some mismatches. They're talking about putting in a weight limit. If it's all about the sell of beauty, then that's what they're going to do. But I will pull out an article real quick. Let me read an article. Or paraphrase an article as I normally do, because I just don't have the time to read the whole thing to you at this point in time. But it was some things on the Ning board, and like I said, I've done some researching, and let's see who did this real quick so I can give them their researching credit, because that's what it's all about, you guys. It's about researching. Food. I think food is up in the Sacramento area because they're going to Sacramento games and also the Maniacs games. So food went to, what is this, SBB, Sports by Brooks was an article at sportsbybrooks.com, and it talked about the Lingerie Football League opener, quite revealing. And, of course, on the front cover or the picture is one of the running backs running and about to be tackled, and her briefs are pulled down, so you see sunshine. A side view, of course, it's something that, you know, it's family-oriented, but it is explicit. But let's start off with the thing here real quick. At least on the surface of things, Friday Lingerie Football League season opener wasn't a rousing success. They were only able to fill about a quarter of the Sears Center, according to one eyewitness. The game, for the game between the Miami Caliente and the home Chicago Blitz, this despite the fact that there were several wardrobe malfunctions, such as this, which is the pictures, and it says heavens. As I moved down, they had a guest person, Mike Dicka, came in there to move forward and then kind of christen the game and let everybody know, hey, you are here. But here we go. It says the LFL claimed the game would be a near sellout. Apparently, selling 20% of the seats available is a near sellout. There were probably 2,000 people at the game. So, again, so you're talking about if it's 20%, that was a 10,000-seat venue. As part of the reason was the game was held 30 miles outside of Chicago. I am baffled at how stupid the LFL marketing is. Why wouldn't they offer busing for a few of the different bars in the city? I would never know. Again, this is one of the observers of the game. It'll be easy to get 500 rowdy 20-somethings in the crowd, adding energy to the arena. So again, they're going out getting their clientele or their fan base, you know, from bars. You know, they're looking for party people. That's what it is. It's a big party. And again, it's a lot of snapshots there and some other good things. And it talks about some of the scores and how it took place and what went on. And again, you know, everybody's not a genius, and everybody don't know what weekend to put something on. You know, college football is going on. It's a good idea to play this sport during the fall, during the summer. You know, summer months sound like the best time for this league. So, again, what are some of the things that we can learn? It's about placement, product placement, launching it at the right time. You know, again, I think they have a great marketing concept, but I just don't think it was launched at the right time. Late spring, early summer might be the best spot, you know, and I think that we have a good slot as far as football is concerned for us. Right after the Super Bowl, then we're all gearing up to get ready, you know, 6 to 8 weeks later. So, you know, those are some of the things that we can learn. Definitely check it out. Go to your Google.com. Put in the LFL, Lingerie Football League. Find out some of the articles that are going on. Talk about it. Find out what's happening. If you're an owner, if you're a coach, if you're a marketing person, hey, you need to know how to get folks in the stands. And like I said, one thing they are able to do is get folks in the stands. But, hey, I didn't realize that we went overtime in this little quarter here. So I got to move on, folks. We got to do what we do. You know, let's get back to where we at, and let's end this quarter the way we do. Yeah, that's my thesis. Let's move it on. Move it on, because we got to get through. Got to get through these commercials. You know what I'm saying? We got awesome information ready to just jump off the paper.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. Moving on to quarter number two. Quarter number two topic is contracts. be it league contracts, be it player contracts. You know, what are they for? How legit are they? What are the requirements? You know, my whole thing is I've been around for a while, and my experience with whatever league I've been in, the contracts have been kind of funny to me. They're more of agreements, you know. And I've had a couple owners talk to me because, again, you know, this is the season or this is the time of period where teams that are not happy in one league are looking into other leagues. It's a time when new leagues are coming up and they have contracts or agreements. And it's all understood. You want to sign something. You want an agreement of declaring what your intent is going to be. And, you know, can they hold up in court? You know, for what one party says they can supply and what the other party says. You know, in the past, I'll say this, over the past 10 years, contracts from leagues have been pretty much jokes because, one, the league has not been able to hold their end of the bargain because in those contracts/agreements, it states that you will be playing a certain amount of games per year. And, of course, they have no control over other teams falling out of the league and doing whatever they have to do, so you'll wind up having to buy and stuff. A team could actually come after the league for not supplying that information, or not that information, but providing those 8 games or 10 games or 12 games, however many games it's going to be. That voids your contract. If the league falters on anything that they say they'll provide, it voids the contract. If a team does not, you know, fulfill their obligation, be it the 25, 35, 40-person roster fulfillment and all those other things, their contract is voided as well from the league's perspective. So right now, I think everybody is signing agreements to say, hey, we agree to play in your league from this time to this time. And my 5 years of football with women's football has been a year-to-year contract. There has not been an obligation to be in a particular league for any particular time because I know I have not signed anything that stated that this is a 3 to 5 year contract and that you're obligated to be in the league for 3 to 5 years. From my understanding and what I've read and the contracts that I've received is that it's an open-end contract or slash agreement saying that from this date to this date, you'll be in this league, and these are the things that you will be doing or be required to come up with and provide as a team. Once that contract or season is over, the contract is no longer any good. But there are options at the end of the contract for, one, to the league to sign you back, and also options for you to sign back with the league, being if you're happy or not. What else? The whole issue right now is that people feel that, you know, I can't go play somewhere else because I have a price tag over my head if I decide to leave, like a walk-away clause or a competing clause. And this is with all leagues. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm being general, very blanketed here on this because most leagues want that because they want stability. And I truly understand. You know, you don't want a team come in this league this year and then going to another league that year and then coming back to you this year and you know, flip-flopping. You know, it can't be that. So I understand what the contract says, and I understand what the contract is implying from the league's perspective. But you have to understand that each team is individually owned, and each team has the right, because they own the team name, their team corporation, be it LLC, be it for-profit, be it for non-profit, they're a business. They're not a McDonald's franchise, and I kind of use it that way, okay? If I was to go to a McDonald's school of business, go through Burger Academy, and want to start my own franchises, I am buying the name McDonald franchise, and I am buying into a system, a book system that has everything laid out for me, all the way to the square footage of my venue, to how the burgers are cooked per second, per minute, per whatever. That's what I'm buying into. So if I'm paying $100,000 to be a franchisee of McDonald's Corporation, then yes, I am obligated to make that McDonald's, my McDonald's, the same McDonald's as the one down the street or across the country or on the other side of the world. And they have rules and regulations within their McDonald's of how you must perform. And it's understood. Now, if I got tired of doing McDonald's because it wasn't making money, and I wanted to turn that into Dion Max or whatever, I couldn't do it. I couldn't use that same venue. I couldn't use the same recipe because that I bought into that. But now if I wanted to open up Dion Burgers and just be a burger stand, and I'm not using McDonald's, you know, ingredients and stuff like that, I have every right to leave McDonald's and create my own burgers. Now, there might be a clause in my contract because I'm buying into that franchise that says I can't open another burger joint for 3 to 5 years. It could possibly be because I bought into that franchise. Now, what am I talking about, Coach Lee? What are you doing? You're in four courts with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, but what are you really talking about? I'm talking about going into any league that you're paying a licensing fee to play in their league. Okay? You've created that burger stand. You created that name. You created that team. That's yours. You own that. All you're doing is buying into a membership of an association of businesses that are like yours. And you guys network and communicate together, and you play games against each other. But you're only buying into that for 1 year. You know, since the NWFA is defunct now, I guess I can use that as a good example. And I love Kathleen Masters the way that she's a marketeer, you know, so I'm going to use what I know, okay? For instance, in the NWFA, Kathleen Masters went out, her and her business partner went out to areas there were no teams. They created the name, they created the logo, they created the tryouts, and then put an ad in the paper saying, looking for team owners. That's the example I'm giving you as far as McDonald's franchises. You are buying a franchise from the NWFA that was created by the NWFA, and I think the price was $35,000. You pay over 5 years. So, yes, you're in a contract for 5 years if you chose to do that and be in her league or that league. I wouldn't say her league, but that league. Let's say, you know, 2 years into the mix, you wasn't liking what was going on in that league. You have every right to dissolve your agreement with that league and turn around and create a team of a new name. You have every right to do that. You just couldn't take that name that she created to do. You know? So, you know, somebody asked me about the contract situation. You know, they're not happy here, they're not happy there. You know, that's on them. If you're a business owner, you got to put yourself in the best position possible for the betterment of you and the betterment of your team. You know, no, I'm not saying that one league is better than the other league. I'm not saying that the new league is the superior league or the inferior league. The fact is, you got to do your research and you find out what's best for you. All I know is that contracts are based on year to year to the point that they're just agreements and you're not contractually obligated once it expires. You can look on the other side of the fence. You can do your research to find out if it's a better market than you. You know, with me being in the desert, of course I want to play against teams that are closer to me. If a new AAA league started up and they were all on the East Coast, you know, it wouldn't benefit me because every game would be a travel unless I got deep pockets. So, again, you know, look at your contract. Really read it. Read what it says. You know, if you're under that contract for the year, you must do what is asked of you to do or supply within that contract. You know, bottom line is that. But if you choose not to re-sign, you have that option. Now, you know, if somebody's holding a $100,000 ransom over your head, and it's not in the contract, it's void. That's just hearsay. My advice is, you know, this is a business. Find an attorney. Have somebody look it over. You know, get counsel. Do what you got to do. Do what everybody must do, you know. The last thing on the contract situation. Just make sure you did your obligation, you did your ends, that you don't have any loose ends with any league, you know. Now, going to player contracts, I mean, it's just as funny and difficult, you know. A lot of teams have player contracts. Again, I would say these are player agreements. Contracts, you know, the person signing must get something out of it. They can't be paying into everything, and you got them on contract. That doesn't work. It has to be, it has to be something beneficial to those who are signing the contract, like in the music industry. You get paid a certain amount of money per unit sold. That's in the contract. That's the benefit of being on there. You're on a record label. You're going to be nationally promoted. You're going to be doing this. You're going to be on tour. We're going to pay for your hotel. We're going to pay for this. We're going to pay for that in return for your services. Yes, you get screwed because you get the lower end of the deal. You're the last one paid. But that's the benefits of being on a record label. You're going to get all these things done for you. And, of course, they're going to want to recoup their funds, you know. Now, as far as our contracts or our agreements are concerned, it's all about you're playing on my team. You're going to play on my team exclusively. You're not going to play on the team across the street. That's what you're signing. You're signing that you're not going to play. It's an obligation. Again, a commitment. I'm committed to play for you from this point in time to this point in time. I really think if somebody's signing a 3 or 5 year contract as a player, ooh, you really got to do your research because you're just locking yourself into something that you might not even be playing. And a lot of owners out there think they own you when they don't own you. Again, it's just agreement that you're playing on my team. Matter of fact, my team have never signed a contract. We've had an agreement that at the end of the year, whatever items you have of mine, you return them. If not, you pay for them. You know, you play for Las Vegas Showgirls from this date to this date. After that, you do what you want. You know, but Coach Lee, what happens if a player moved from here to New York? You know, some people got in their contracts, you can't play on another team for another year or two. And I'm not going to stop somebody from wanting to play on another team, especially if they moved, you know. So, again, I think the contracts are looked into a little too deeply. I think players should have the option. I mean, legitimately, if they're going to move from one state to another state, I don't see why that team that, quote, hold their rights won't release them to go play for another team, especially if it's off season. You know, if it's during the middle of the season, I can understand. But still, I wouldn't tell my player who had to move because of a financial burden or a family emergency and still wanted to play. You know, what are we in this for? I think a lot of us, our mission statement as players is to give women the opportunity to play this wonderful sport of football. And to deny a player to play because they had a hardship is kind of a headache, kind of downright low. You know, life moves forward, and in this economy, things are happening. People got to move to other places, you know. But again, read your contracts. Read your agreements, as I put them. They're agreements. There's certain limitations that an owner can have. There's certain limitations that a league can have on you. But you're in America. You have every right to do what you want to do. You have every right to go and change your mind and go play elsewhere. There might be some repercussions. There might be even consequences, but you just got to read through. You know, I have not seen a personal contract that states that you cannot play or a walk-away clause. There we go. I'll call it a walk-away clause, that if you walk away from us, then you need to pay us X amount of money in order for you to play elsewhere, be it a league, from owner to league, or from owner to player contract or agreement. So, again, you know, challenge that. I really don't think that any league has gotten any contract that is so so well written that they can hold that over your head. You know, if they want to, then they just got to sue you. You know, I don't think anybody got deep pockets. I think a league or two have gone through that situation where they try to sue some of the owners and they won a case, but they got no money. Again, you're working with 99% owners who don't have deep pockets. So what is a league really going to get out of an owner who wants to go from one league to another league? Really nothing but headaches, even if they win, and still have to pay out the pocket to pay for their attorneys and do things that they have to do. So it's just a matter of time, you guys. It's time and reading. You know, again, if a contract is only from year to year, then that's all you're obligated to do is fulfill that year, be it as a player and be it as an owner of a team in leagues. Fulfill your contract. But once that contract is over, you open market again. You're trying to negotiate the best position possible for you and your team that's beneficial. So I hit that to say that, you know, that's some of the topics that are out there. And like I said, I love getting emails. You can always email me at womensfootballcamp@yahoo.com. You can hit me at lasvegasshowgirls@yahoo.com. You can always call me at 702-764-8878. You know, I'm always looking for topics. And if that's something that people want to talk about, hey, I'm open. I put it out there and I give it my best effort. You know, everything I say is not necessarily the law. All I can do is as much research as I can between week to week, you know, because I'm rocking four quarters each and every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio continues. You know, that's what we do here each and every Monday night. You know, is again, blogtalkradio.com. That's WFB-talk-continues. So we're going to end this quarter and move on to halftime. And I'm just going to do one commercial because I'm running a little bit behind on my timetable. But, you know, it's interesting topics and it's things that we're just trying to hit upon and see what can be done. You know, again, do your research. If you find something different than what I said, please put it on the Ning board. You know, we all want to learn. You know, that's what the Camden Conference is all about, to communicate, to talk about these issues and these things and how we can improve women's football. But I'll talk about that in the third quarter, all right? So here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because it will pick you up. And like I said, hey, we're going to rock this to the third quarter. And I'm always talking about improving women's football. I'm always talking about what can we do to get better, you know. And why? Because our product got to get better. I'm pushing the Women's Football Camping Conference. I mean, we got people signing up, which is great. You know, like I said, hey, I am loving the results that are coming through. And all I have to say is for those who are out there, especially your players, you got to get your spot because once those spots are gone, I can't help you. We're going to be limited on spots for the players. We're unlimited on spots for coaches and owners slash management. But anyway, the website is at www.womensfootballcamp.com. Again, this is the only women's football camp dedicated to women. January 7th through the 10th, 2010, which is a great time. I mean, you got Christmas coming up. You got a whole bunch of things that you can ask folks to help pay for your trip. You know, if you really want to improve yourself and you really want to get better as an owner and as a coach and as a player, then you got to sacrifice. Must sacrifice. Must sacrifice. And it was a pretty hot topic on the board about some of the things that are conspiracy theories and things that are going on out there about the women's football camp and how others are starting to put together a camp. Hey, the more the merrier. You know, the bottom line is I'm not going to hate on anybody else who wants to improve women's football. The fact of the matter is that we initially put out in the camp last November that we wanted to make it a traveling camp. But again, you know, the responses ain't there, you guys. You know, I'm not going to bust my butt, you know, and be on the road for 3 months to hit, you know, 20 cities to bring a camp there. You know, we got the sponsors to do it. But again, once you get those sponsors, you're obligated. You know, you're telling them, yeah, we're going to average, you know, 150 to 200 football campers at each of these camps. Plus, we're going to go, you know, we wanted to go on tour and be at, like, the Ohio State-USC game and with this truck and all this other stuff and just promote women's football in general. But if you aren't going to help and you're not going to support, then there's no reason for us to bust our butt and get out there. So you know what? We decided, yeah, we're gonna scale back and let's do this Women's National Camping Conference one more time here in Vegas and just make that an annual event. If it gets popular enough, then we'll hit the road with it. But you got to support it. You got to be willing to want to come. You got to be willing to add, you know, more logs to the fire, as I put it. And what I mean by that is, hey, you got to want to get better. You know, those reporters want to come to the game and see a quarterback, you know, that can air it out. They want to see running backs that look like the running backs in the NFL and college football. You know, they want to see you guys compete. They want to see us compete. And that's the tone of the camping conference. My updates for this week is we got Rogers Athletic Equipment. They're going to be the official equipment providers. When I say football, when I say equipment, I mean football equipment. Sleds, bags, tackling dummies, and other mechanical equipment will also be provided. So we're gonna try to get the high tech stuff. And I know a lot of you teams and players out there don't even get a chance to hit a sled. You guys hit bags at the minimum, probably you're hitting bags, but you got to get the feel of what it's like to hit sleds and drive that sled. Because if you watch women's football, hey, you guys make the initial hit, but you don't see any leg movement. You don't see any chatter, any chopping and driving. So those are some things that, again, fundamentally we're going to hit upon. So they came on board. We get more details probably this Thursday on all the things that they're going to be providing and what's going to be going on with Rogers. Again, they will have displays there. They'll have opportunities for owners and coaches to come get equipment discount, basically for those who want to buy equipment. And the good thing about it is you don't have to buy it all in cash right then and there. They got payment plans, you guys. You know, a nice sled is going to run you at least $800 to $1,000, and it's a much-needed program. But see, there's a way you can get around that. You know, go to your local high school and see where they match you guys, and then they'll be able to keep it on their campus, and you guys are able to use it. You know, go in on a deal. Yeah, that's just an idea that just popped in my head. Find a high school that might not have equipment right now. Go in there with the discount deal that we're going to have as far as being a women's football camp and conference and have them order it, and then you guys are able to use it. So you guys can sublease it. You know, you can buy it and sublease it to the local high schools, you know, where they can use it for the season because they're low on their budget. You know, they can pay you $250 a year to use it, you know, and over the four-year period it's paid for. Come on, be creative. That's what the camping conference is all about. As of September 10th, we have some new add-ons. I want to add on a guest speaker, Ann Kip Watson, who is a MACPCACE-CPT and playing for the Dallas Diamonds. I know that's a lot of acronyms, but the bottom line is sports psychologist is what we're trying to get at. Her focus is going to be getting you mentally prepared for the games, mentally prepared for the sport itself. All elite athletes go through this. It's a process of learning. It's a process of understanding your mental capability and mental capacity to play the game. Also, we got on board, we got Frank C. Brown, a D.C. Defensive coordinator for the Austin Outlaws. He's going to be doing the defensive line. That's his specialty. So he's on board. Sponsor-wise, again, we're able to bring in Comfort Inn as one of the official sponsors. Again, Rogers Athletic Company. And also the marketing firm of You First Marketing Group. They will be doing the workshops and seminars on branding, PR work, marketing, you know, the whole business aspect of how we get the word out about our team. So they just joined on board. I got six or seven, actually I got eight more announcements that I'll be making each and every Thursday evening as I update the website at womensfootballcamp.com. Again, it's a great website. You'll get up-to-minute information. You'll get the agenda of what's going on, registration. I know that registration has some discounts for registration. I know it's $150 per player or per participant. If groups of four come in, they get 10% off. If you got groups of 15, I mean not 15, but groups of 10, they get 15% off. So a group of four will be into the camping conference for, what is that, $540. So a savings of $60. A group of 10 will be $1,275. So, again, we are working things out so that, you know, the more the merrier. I think they're going to be gifts and prizes given to those who come from the furthest distance. There's going to be gifts and prizes from our sponsors for those who have the most participants, be it players or coaches or owners from your team. Again, the Comfort Inn is the location of stay for the players right across the street from the camp, walking distance right across the street from the Hard Rock. Coaches and owners are asked to stay at the Rio if they choose to. You can stay wherever you want. But the Rio, I have a certain amount of rooms blocked off at a special rate, and you have to get them through me. So, again, you can go on the on the website itself and register if you choose to do the hotel suite. You can go through me on the registration form. If you're going to go Comfort Inn, go ahead and give them a call. Let me see what their 800 number. You can call your reservations at 877-424-6423, which is toll-free. Let them know that you with the Women's Football Camp and Conference. Room rates are $79.99 per night. So, again, that's up to you. Again, we got Enterprise. If you need to rent a car so you can go do your sightseeing and stuff like that, compact cars from Enterprise is $32 a day. Intermediates are $36, mid-size $39, full-size $44. Premium is $52, luxury $64, minivan $65, SUV $65, large SUVs $99, and 15-passenger vans $109 a day. So that's not bad, you guys. So, again, team up, get together, find out what you're doing, who's going from your team, try to get the same flights, try to get the same accommodations, and team up and room up, you know. That's the bottom line with the camping conference. Again, I got eight major announcements that I will be adding onto the website on Thursday evening. I'll definitely be making announcements next week. And that is the end of quarter number three. Again, it's just updates on the camping conference. If you haven't signed up, you better sign up. Again, once those slots are gone, it's over. Again, we got great coaches on board. We got great things happening. Again, womensfootballcamp.com is a website. Check it out. So let's move on. Let's get on. We're going to go with just one commercial again. You know, again, I'm just trying to get through this. You know, Monday Night Football is on. I don't have no updates on the scores. Not that I really care about the teams that play, but, hey, I love football. Oh, yeah, that's my Adidas, Now we're in the fourth quarter. We got 10 minutes to go in the game, and we're in the fourth quarter. We always end it with the Ning board. Hot topic, hot topic. We got hot topic jumping off Ning.com. It is open to all fans of women's football. It's open to all players of women's football. It's open to all coaches of women's football. It's open to all owners of women's football. It is open to all fans of women's football. It's just open to football in general. So if you love football, you need to travel on down to Women's Tackle Football Group. Ning.com. So let's venture off into here to the discussion and find out what is the hottest topics right now, the hottest and livest topics to date. Got a few, but let's see what we really want to hit upon here. Let's hit. You know, I love football, but let's hit. I can't find the one that I really want. What's going on? Oh, where's plan B when you need plan B? Where's plan C when you need plan C? But anyway, it is some hot topics on here, and I don't want to talk about things that we talked about already. We already talked about the ladies' lingerie football league. You know, I would say this. The hottest topic on here was what's going on. You know, I guess, you know, season's over with and people are kind of kicking back and getting involved in other activities. But Lynn Marie Ellington from the Mustangs has started a conversation called, what's going on? I find it hard to believe that there's no one out there with opinions this week. And this was last week. I could see if we were talking about top secret league information, everyone have any information that one might be required to stop typing, but only opinions are being discussed. Besides, the season's over with, and, you know, what's going on? Is everyone on vacation? Why is everyone offering suggestions or aren't offering suggestions? You know, they do make a difference. Again, in women's football, we got to communicate, you guys. We got to put things out there and talk about, you know. And then we got John, who's a Buckeye fan. You know, I'm a USC fan. I hit John up and told him, I said, you know, go SC and all those other good things. But anyway, you know, John's response was, hey, NCAA football started up this past week, and it's my total attention right now. Maybe that's the same for others. My opinion this week is women's football should mimic college football in aspects of forgetting about copying the NFL. You know, so he goes into about six different opinions of why we should go NCAA over NFL in different aspects. And then, of course, I went on there and said, no, some people are on lockdown, you know, because there was a hot topic was, you know, certain leagues weren't allowing certain people to be able to express themselves on boards because it's my board, you know, and it's not my board. It's women's football board. It's for everybody. You know, I just happen to be the creator of the board, which is fine. But the board is for everybody, as I explained. And it got kind of heated a little bit because I had a couple of owners and teams from particular leagues that weren't allowed to speak on the board or come to the camp and conference, even though they went through the right channels to do it. You know, but I passed by that because mine was a whole paragraph. I don't feel like reading the whole paragraph. That's why you can go to the Ning board. Then Randall Fields, who's the WFL president, would answer my questions why our teams are staying away from certain leagues and complain about the league, you know. Teams should be allowed to play who they want, blah, 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 blah. Again, it's the same thing that we all been talking about, but it is a hot topic. And like I said, I'm not here to blow smoke and just read it because it is what it is. And you can go to Women's Tackle Football group.ning.com, you know. Then John hits back, you know. I'm reminded of a great philosopher that once said, what they do doesn't matter. When you start focusing in on others, you have to take steps towards panic, you know. And it's not really necessarily a panic situation. I think everybody just wants to be able to feel free to discuss general topics. Nobody's talking about top secret, you know, what you got on the back burner type of things, but just general things such as, you know, hey, how are you guys getting better as a football team? How are you guys finding coaches? You know, I got a call today from a team that, you know, are having issues with coaching issues, and I just give them my one, you know, friendly advice. You know, they can take it for what it is and use it, or they can just listen and bypass it. You know, like I said, I am not the guru of football. I don't know everything about football. All I can do is talk about the things that I do know, and you can take it for what you want to take it for and use it. You know, but again, it's about that sharing, because if this is a new team and they represent women's football, I do not want them to fail. And I don't care if they're in another league. It doesn't matter, because one team that fails fails for all of us. So, again, this was definitely a hot topic, you know, of he say, she say, what I know, what you know, what I got, what you got. You know, proof is in this piece of paper that I have in comparison to what somebody else says. You know, so it went around, and it got pretty heated. I'm not going to say any cursing mouth or anything of that nature. It's just the fact that, you know, some people are trying to state facts and some people are stating what they know as facts, and it's my word against your word against my word. But you do have some players and some coaches and some owners from all leagues who want to participate in the camp or what was going on, or have the freedom to say what they want to say, you know, or speak on topics, you know. Like I said, that's the freedom of choice. That's why we live in America. That's why you are able to do those things, you know. You are able to do those things. And that's why we're able to talk about the Ning Board. That's why we're able to talk about other things, you know. But what was another hot topic? I didn't really want to get into that because it just got on my nerves, to be honest, you know, of protecting. I'm only going to jump in to protect you because you're my big brother, you're my big sister, and not knowing that you don't have the true facts, you know, it just gets out of hand. So I stepped away from that particular project and just said, you know what, it is what it is. And, you know, for those who are coming, then come. For those who ain't coming, you know, that's up to you. But you have the choice to come. It's not an exclusive camp. It's not an exclusive conference. The other hot topic, again, was the Lingerie Bowl. Not the Lingerie Bowl, but the Lingerie League. We already talked about that in this discussion here early on this show. You know, how some players are saying, well, there's players from certain leagues that are playing in that league. You know, are there members of the WFA playing in that league? I don't know. Is it players from the IWFL playing in that league? I don't know. Is it players in the WFL playing in that league? I personally don't know. But it is stated in some of the articles that these particular players are playing. I know that a couple of players from the, or a player from the old SoCal Scorpions is playing for the Seduction team out in San Diego. They had a big article about that in there. You know, I got to look up her name and see was she on the roster. But, you know, to each their own. If that's what the player choose to do because they love the sport, then, hey, good for you. You know, you do what you do. We adults. Make it happen. You know, but I'm looking up and like, woo, time flies when you're having fun. It's like 2 minutes till, 2 minutes till left. You know, like I said, I have not had the opportunity to go into the five-minute drive. I love to do a five-minute drive where people can call in at 347-826-7278. You know the number. You listen to the show. Hey, call in sometime if you got some questions or some inquiries about some of the topics for the night. That's what it's here for. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do here on Blog Talk Radio Continues. That's, you know, that's what we do here. You know, he even lied that he heard him. I refuse to lose. And that's why I'm in this game. And you know I like it. So come back next Monday. I'll be here. You can always go to the website at womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. You can hear the rebroadcast of any of the shows. You can go to lvshowgirls.com and look under radio shows, and you can hear every show that I've done. If you have any topics or anything that you want to add on, just go to LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. Leave me a message. So I am out of here. Four Quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday. Peace. But I was gone. But it's always Four Quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday. Pass it on. Your friends, my friend, your friend. And I am out of here.